Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talked to Mid Prairie School District Superintendent Mark Schneider about this week's school board meeting.
I think the most important thing that the board did last night was that they hired a new high school principal for Mid Prairie. The new high school principal is Jim Caton, who currently is an elementary principal in the district. But Jim has experience at the high school level for 21 years, I believe. He was a social studies teacher at the high school before he became the principal at Cologne Elementary. So we interviewed four candidates for the position. We obviously did thorough background checks and did secondary interviews with not only the candidates, but with their references. And even though it was a tough decision, we feel very confident and comfortable that Jim will do a great job at the high school.
Do you guys like to hire from the inside if they're qualified?
Well, not necessarily. That has not been the tradition at Mid Prairie. Actually, I was myself was the first principal that was hired and stay hired as a principal. And I was the first, person that was a principal in the district that was hired as a superintendent. So it's not necessarily a given that if you're from the inside, you will be given the job. We have hired other positions where there have been inside candidates. Actually, the principal that we hired to take my place when I became superintendent, we had some inside candidates that were passed over for the job. I mean, at Mid Prairie, we look for the most qualified person possible. I guess, Nathan, as I'm fond of saying, the most positive thing about an inside person is that you know all about them. The most negative thing about an inside person is that you know all about them. So obviously with a person inside the organization, you understand their positives, but you also understand their weaknesses too, which can hurt you when you're interviewing for a position within the organization.
Absolutely. So where does that leave you guys? So you'll have another elementary principal position that you'll be interviewing for?
Right. As I told the Kelowna Rotary Club today, I started this month looking for three principals, and at last night's board meeting, they hired a high school principal, and I find myself still looking for three principals. We've had 55 people apply for the middle school position, and we'll be interviewing for that position the second week of April, and we're still in the process of collecting applications for elementary principal, and I would suspect by the end of April, very first part of May, we'll be interviewing for that position. And since we now have two elementary principal positions open, what we'll do is we'll hire both of those at the same time.
Do you have a goal or a date set for when you want to have those positions filled?
Well, like I said, by mid-April, we should have the middle school position filled. And by around the 1st of May, we should have the elementary principals filled.
The vacant seat on the school board, did you address that?
Yeah, last night the board elected Jeremy Pickard to take Randy Bilt's place on the school board. Jeremy is a former school board member. Well, he ran as a write-in this past fall, and he was not elected, so the board appointed him to fill Randy's term, and which will be up in September. So either Jeremy will have to run again for the school board if he wants to maintain his seat.
When does Caden get orientated, or how does that work?
Well, he obviously has responsibilities at Cologne Elementary until July 1st, and then starting around August 1st, he'll assume his responsibilities at the high school. But if I know Jim, he will be working on assuming that position long before August 1st.
That was my conversation with Mid Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.